Rushing into it anyway, you know what I'm saying? You ain't rushing for love, and I ain't up here to judge, so let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. She play smart, she take pride. I'm going out, I'm getting hollered at. I'm saying nah, she's no saint, but she don't post. She don't wear makeup by the bolo. Riding through Lakeshore with the nose up. She don't really say much, but it slows up. She got haters, but we all do. Heard you when it's time cold, shawty fought through. Baby, look at they approach, how they caught you. All of mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't trying to kiss up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth back. Nope. Play big, trust me, I humble your mean ass. Look, study is actually in prevent. Cause the one in front of it's working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, done. Love, nah, call the number one, cell number wasn't on, got.
Is it baby, another day, love.
Murder on the beat, so it's not nice. deep work, Lord. Have mercy.
Work it fast and like I do. Work it fast and like I do. Work it fast and like I do. Work it fast and like you do. All these holes up in my jeans. You can get up in between. You're trying to get up in front of me. I can see you a couple of
times.
Why you looking at me like I ain't give you no choice? If I count to three, babe, you be on your knees. You ever hear like Cartier? Oh, you can't get this shit out of your mind. He say he like that lappy tappy. He so goofy, call me daddy. He go stupid, he go dappy. Introduce me to his pappy. He can never live without me. I'm so real, I never capping. If he got it like that, I can take it, take it. I'm doing it big. Body language like biggest banglish. I'll educate you how to do this shit. Temporary, that's never rary. I'm necessary, yeah, I am that bitch. You can't get out of your mind. He say he like that lappy tappy. He's so goofy, call me daddy. He go stupid, he go dappy. Introduce me to his pappy. He can never live without me. I'm so real, I never capping. If he got it like that, I can take it down. Cause my
Yes, this is Anthony Beckford here, live host from Real Talk with Anthony B. We were having some technical difficulties, so a lot of y'all, we get serenaded a bit, you know, when it comes to the music and so forth. Just making sure that y'all can hear me, I can hear y'all, and everybody's good at this time. So as we're trying to get the video up, I know a lot of y'all were saying that y'all wanted to tune in via video, so we're just testing out some things real quick. You know, for some reason, it seems like every time we got a juicy topic, there's always some technical issue that goes on that I'm trying to make sure that it gets rectified, you know, so we're getting better equipment. You know, and the more, you know, the more that y'all donate to the station and so forth, you know, is the more that y'all are able, you know, we're able to get more equipment, better equipment, and get things done. You know, so, and that's the way it is. You know, to be honest, that's the way things are. So I just want to make sure that everybody is hearing me on the blog. Thank you. And we'll be streaming on, and for those who stream, who's wondering where we're streaming at, we're going to be streaming on the Real Talk with Anthony B Facebook page. So that's facebook.com/Real Talk with Anthony B. Just trying to make sure that we got the audios well on here. Got to make sure we got the music flowing. Okay, hold on. What's this? Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. Yep, there we go. Okay, just people who see, they say they see me on the video right now, but they can't hear me. So let's fix that real quick for y'all. Let me fix this real quick. And we'll get on with the show because I have a lot to say. And for some reason, Facebook's been acting up. We've been trying to get on, even for the past few episodes, we found out that most of the episodes for like the past 2 months that we recorded on Facebook to transfer over to the podcast station itself, those shows are not even there anymore. We don't know what happened. We don't know what's going on. We haven't gotten an answer yet from Facebook about what their issue is. Hold on. Oh, the comments are coming in heavy in regards to this Chris Rock topic. Oh, man. Hold on real quick. Let me fix this for y'all. All right. You know, my technician isn't here today, so, you know, we're just basically just, you know, just doing this and trying to, you know, we're trying to, what's the word? We're trying to MacGyver this, you know, while we're trying to get things done here. So let me make sure we got this saved for y'all. Okay. They said, I think they said that's good right there. I believe they said, is that good? Yeah, that should be good. They have a pinned comment. No, we're not going to accept the comment. All right, and I hope y'all enjoy that music. You know, we're just vibing. You know, just trying to make sure we vibe live right now. Fix my robe. All right. So hopefully y'all see me. Y'all should be able to see me. So yeah, so this is Real Talk with Anthony B. You know, we're here right now making sure that everything is all right. I'm getting called. Call us on our show line. It's like that. Okay, this is my personal line. All right, thank you. Yeah, we're getting calls all over on this line, on my personal line, you know, in regards to this topic. This is huge. Hold on real quick. Make sure y'all can hear me. There we go. All right. So I hope everything's sounding good. All right. Some people are saying that their stuff is saying that they're waiting for a live signal. All right, so that's the issue that a lot of people were running through earlier. So that should actually be fixed very soon, I believe. It should be coming up very shortly. Let's see. All right, y'all can hear me? Y'all can hear me, right? Oh, it's freezing for some of y'all? All right, well, we're trying to figure out what's going on with the video as well. Hold on, let me make sure. You know, I got to make sure that everything is all right for y'all. Okay, because the video is showing well on my end. I want to make sure it shows well on y'all end.
Yes,
okay. Okay, there you go. All right, good. All right, so like I said, you know, this is Real Talk with Anthony B. Right now, we are talking about the Chris Rock comedy special. So I tried to actually make sure that we were able to I don't know why this mic is not coming through. All right. You know, I try to make sure that, you know, we were able to connect with Netflix. Netflix, so that way we could actually plug in and get the audio without us getting any issues. But Netflix has been causing us issues in regards to getting the audio, so that way we didn't have issues. It was just like one thing after the other. You know, which is just crazy, you know, but I like the fact that, you know, we were able to, everybody keeps saying that it's freezing on their end. It was freezing, y'all, and just call into the number. I'm going to let y'all know the studio number. Just call into the studio number. The studio number is 563-999-3758. Again, 563-999-3755. Why is it saying, all right, let me get into some music real quick for y'all as I fix this technical issue. Then we're going to get into the whole Chris Rock comedy special real quick. All right, so let me throw on some music for y'all real quick right here.
They tell me that I could
losing a slippery road, losing my mind and losing my soul. What's happened to me? I've always felt like I didn't belong. When I was right, I felt so wrong. I feel like I'm going crazy. What's happening to me? Losing control, contagion in my soul. I'm crying out to heaven. Someone please save me. Save my soul. I don't know where I belong. I'm bleeding out from this pain. They tell me that I should go, that I've entered a slippery road, losing my mind and losing control. What's happening to me? I've always felt like I didn't belong. When I was right, I felt so wrong. I feel like I'm going crazy. What's happening to me? Losing control, contagion in my soul. I'm crying out to heaven. Someone please save me.
Yes, yes, yes. That was Contagion right there by no other than your boy yourself, Anthony B., Anthony Beckford right here. That's available on all streaming channels. It's available on all music platforms. Make sure you get that and many of the other music that we played today, independent and celeb, just alike and so forth. All right. So, you know, I said, you know, we're going to get into the whole Chris Rock debacle. I was here just fixing, you know, the video. As we know, there's always some technical issue out there. You know, I got playlists to fix it at times. All right. Okay, it's cool to say that we are live. Yep, it's saying that we're live right now on video. So we're streaming. All right. Got that done. It took a whole 10, 15 minutes out of my whole schedule. But okay. Yeah, so as I was saying, you know, we were talking about that Chris Rock, the whole Chris Rock debacle, you know, what's going on. Well, we can't call it debacle. This is we're just going to say the comedy special. A lot of people have been talking about it. A lot of avid voices via media have been trying to gauge the people on how they feel about it. And, you know, and what they feel was done right, what they feel should have been done better, you know, what is it that they feel is, you know, was not right about it, you know, all of that stuff right there, you know. But I wanted to get, like, the nitty-gritty from y'all, right? So I put up a post the other day, you know, because I knew that we might have some issues, technical issues. Like I said, every time we're about to discuss the topic, things just start falling apart, but that doesn't stop me from actually pushing forward and make sure that I get to y'all, you know, and make sure that, you know, we have everything on deck. Take my sound real quick, okay? So the big thing about this was everybody was looking forward to him talking about what happened with him and Will, right? Or I should even just go further and say him, Will, and Jada, you know, because it was really a three-person mess, you know. And as he revealed, there, you know, it stemmed from something prior, right, to Oscar's prior, you know, which I totally forgot about that, you know. So we all know that when it comes to comedians, everything is fair game. We know that, right? I hope y'all know that, because I know that, you know, everything is fair game. So technically, you can't be mad if a comedian comes at you, you know, or, you know, talks about you, flexes on you, you know, ridicules you. It's all part of the game. It's all part of the genre. It's all part of the business. You know, yeah, you could be upset, but, you know, like, don't take it to the point where you feel like you need to throw hands. You know, like, come on, man. Like, let's get to the point where we call foolishness foolishness, childish childish, stupidity stupidity, right? Do I feel that Will went too far when he put hands on Chris? Yes. Would I have, you know, hit Chris, you know, if he was talking about, you know, my partner, to be honest? No. Like, yes, there was a battle, you know, in regards to the alopecia and stuff like that. But no, you know, I'm just gonna sit there and be like, all right, cool, I got you. You know, we're gonna have a conversation. You know, trust and believe, we will have a conversation after. But also, what I'm going to do is also be like, hey, let me crack some jokes of my own on my platforms. You know, and hit back. Boom, 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 boom. You know, we're keeping it simple. We're keeping it simple. You know, we're keeping it to the point where, you know, the comedy is rolling and everybody at the end of the day is like, all right, cool. Because Will was laughing. He was dying. He was laughing. He was dying. You know, and so were millions of people who are watching. And so were even some of you who got on Chris after he said what he said. No, not even after he was after, but after Will did what he did. Y'all like, oh, my God. You know, but if Jada didn't do the check you look at Will, to make Will be like, ah, you know what, let me do this. And him having all this stuff that was pent up anyway, and him feeling that he was being really demasculated by her, it's like that he didn't have to show his masculinity, right? And everybody's going, oh, the toxic masculinity thing. Nah, you know what, there's also toxic femininity as well, toxic feminism as well, and so forth. And we're going to have to be real about that. You just can't call out a man because he's a man, you know, and you're a woman. You know, and you just can't call out a woman because you're a man, you know, so like that. Like, we have to be real. There is literally a balance of good and a balance of fuckery. We're going to be real. And we all take part in it. I don't care who you are. I don't care how you try to make yourself look piss posh. You know, as possible as, you know, I'm here, you know, with my robe, you know, feeling so smooth and stuff like that. But, you know, it's real. You know, we all go through this. We all are this way. It's just about checking yourself and being accountable for your actions, you know, for what you're saying, for what you do, but also be responsible and accountable with self. And a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people want to throw it on everybody else. Same way we throw it on everybody else. Same way we throw it on one side or the other. You know, they're always stupid for, you know, for everything that they did in that moment. People are still calling me on this line here, on my personal line. Do not call me on my phone. Call us on the, you know, on the studio line, so that way y'all can speak, please. All right. Or you can text and so like that for those who want to call in and give their opinion about what's going on. You call into 563-999-3755. 563-999-3755. All right, now getting back to you, my lovelies. All right, so we're going to get into some of these comments here. We are going to get into some of these comments here, okay? Here, today, all right? Because y'all have me rolling. Like, I put this topic up. Matter of fact, I'm gonna check one of the pages I put it up and see what happened. Yeah, I put it up. No, like nobody, Nobody got on it. But as soon as I put it up on one, on this one page, one of my other pages, it went into a massive, like, battle of the fans. And we're going to get into this because when you got a show scheduled for about, I think, like 45 minutes today. Got a lot going on. Got a wedding I got to go to. Well, went to the wedding yesterday. Got a reception today and so forth. So I should wear this to the reception. I feel nice and warm and secure. All right. So let's get to it. All right. So the topic is, you know, the breakdown of the Chris Rock comedy special. We're going to do this in 17 minutes. 17 minutes. Okay. 17 minutes. All right. We have Angela from Brooklyn said it was funny. Will and Jada got what they deserve. We have Brian, where are you from? You didn't put where you're from. All right, we're going to say from Brooklyn because I see you may have went to one of the high schools out here. He needs to hang, he said Chris Rock needs to hang it up. Brian also said it's over. Okay. My music teacher, my old music teacher, Mr. Spicer. Hey, shout out to Mr. Spicer, man. So he doesn't like Chris Rock, but he's glad that he said what he said. Now, I don't know if any of y'all got this point. When he checked on, when he brought up the whole August Alsina thing, that was what's his son's name again? Oh, my God. Jaden's friend, August Alsina. Me and August don't get along. Just so y'all know, that's a disclaimer like that. So you never hear his music playing on my station. But besides that, and that wasn't even because of their entanglement. That's some other stuff. It's his character and his behavior. But what's so crazy is that he, Jada and August Alsina did their thing. Will found out. Chris Rock did bring out the fact that Jada interviewed this man. The man was a victim of his cheating. And she interviewed him. And he was a fool for letting her interview him. A fool for letting her continue making him look like a fool. But also, that shows how, like, that shows you her mindset, Jada's mindset. This ain't the Jada from Poetic Justice. This is, and I forget one of the movies we watched with her. It's like that. This is a whole different Jada. Like, this is a scary Jada. Like, this is Jada that many of us didn't know existed. We don't know because we just saw her on the realm of acting. And a lot of people behind the scenes saw how she truly was, but yo, this was manipulative, conniving, shady, whatever. So all the Jada's this man fans, y'all can come with me you want. I want all the smoke. All right, I'm a fan of hers too, but I'm gonna call wrong, wrong. All right, we got another Brian from Brooklyn. It was good, not his best work. I do admit this was not his best work. Bigger and Blacker to me was his best work. All right, but he enjoyed it. Yes. And this also brings up that called Will the bitch over 20 times. And it was so funny because the joke was leading up to that. It was leading up to that. You know, and it reminds me of how Dave Chappelle does. So he's like, yo, I'm going to have this. He tells you ahead of time, this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to make a joke about this, but you won't know when it's coming until it hits. And boom, you know, and then people were just listening to Chris. He was venting. And they were like, oh, here's bitch. And he's like, what? Like, dad, yo, he's just going, and then just dropped it. Many of us caught on to it from before. Miko from Las Vegas, he seemed really emotional and not his usual confident, cocky self, especially at the end. He seemed to be fighting back tears. I pray he is okay. The world watched him be publicly humiliated. He tried to make us laugh, but he was all over the place with his material. In my opinion, respectfully, I pray for healing. He will never forget what has happened to him. I am mad, sad for him. God, please heal the world. Yes, he does need to heal. That was traumatic. He has to heal. I do admit that. Yo, I'm still healing from a lot of stuff in my life, in my past. We're all healing, right? This is about the next steps that we take to heal in accountability and, you know, in self-control and responsibility. We have Mike from, y'all got to stop putting where y'all from. Okay, so I can stop having to do my research. This is where we're from. All right, Mike from wherever. Mike said only laugh when he called Will Smith a bitch like 50 times. We have Chelsea. Chelsea is from, don't know. Okay, Chelsea from wherever. Chris ate and left no crumbs. He told not a single lie. Yes, he was very real with it. I give him that. We have John Lee from Arizona. I thought it was the only Chris Rock special where I thought he was an a-hole. Maybe he's old and jaded now. Ooh, dang. We have Karen from, where are you from, Karen? We're trying to figure out where you're from right now. I see a lot about you, but not where you're from. Oh, man. Oh, man. All right. So, Karen. We got Karen who said he sounded like he was keeping it real. The only people who he's talking about probably didn't like it, just a perspective. And then somebody named Navi said, follow up with that, hence the word jaded. Okay. Then we got KBK, Brooklyn. It started off slow, but everything from the Kardashians on was funny. Yes, the Kardashian piece definitely had me rolling. Disclaimer, I have worked with Chris before in the past, you know, in the beginning when Khloe and Kim were trying to become, you know, this whole club presence, you know, just going around and doing hostings and stuff like that. You know, I made a good amount of money back then and stuff like that, you know, but, you know, they accept almost everybody. Mike followed up. Yeah, it had so much hype. Was tough to watch and turn off. They saw a bunch of clips that were hilarious. And a lot of times, yes, the whole special won't be special, but definitely, you know, the clips are what make it work and so forth. Ooh, okay. Where are you from, Christopher? Ooh, Christopher just came in for a hard hit. I see a lot of Dallas Cowboys, so we're going to say Chris from Texas. All right. Chris said he's proud to be a house Negro. Let me know what y'all think about that. Do y'all think that's real? That's, you know, that's true or not? Make sure you hit the comment section and also hit the comment section in the chat on the live and also on the podcast as well. Nora. And the reason why I'm reading off these comments, because I want y'all to see how, you know, proving two things, right? One, the conversation is good, but also two, like how, you know, and where these people are from is like how far our reach is on our show as well. I loved it. I watched it by myself and was laughed out loud. Funniest ever. He looked fantastic. I also like that Chris waited for his moment, had an opportunity to slap back hard. You know, I do like the fact that he didn't wait. He didn't do no interviews. Like you say, he didn't do no interviews. He didn't go on all the stuff like that. Many people were calling out Will Smith, you know, on the talk and the views and stuff like that. And Chris has waited. He didn't give them no interviews. And then he said, you know what? I'm going to make a comedy special off this and make my money while I'm hitting back at you. That's smart. That's very smart. That's very smart. Let me see. Athena Good from Alaska. She said she loved it, but Marlon was funnier. I didn't check out the Marlon one, so we'll check out the Marlon one. We may do an episode on that as well. Amira, Chris did great, $40 million worth of awesome, even if not a damn so, liked it, genius. Yes, the man made $40 million. If I could do a comedy special and hit on every one of my haters and hit on all those who doubted me and get, I don't even need $4 million, just give me $2 million. Man, I made it. I made it. Because you know that $2 million is going to be invested and it's going to duplicate and duplicate and duplicate and duplicate and it's going to become 40 and plus. Pass. You know, I'm trying to get through all these comments as quick as possible. Okay, Nora again said that Will and Jada stated that their feelings are hurt. Oh, they said that Phil Will suffered enough by being banned from the Oscars for 10 years. Oh, man. That I didn't hear about. But save that. Save the tears. Well, no. Jada, save your tears. We don't hear about you. But Will, what I really want to see is Will and Chris really work this out. And what I want to also see is I want to see Will, Chris, and Martin in a movie together. No, just keep them, and then we throw everybody else in for like a part two after that. Teresa from Tennessee. I gave him a standing ovation in my living room and a huge round of applause. His show was awesome. That was a KO compared to that little slap because he didn't lose a thing. He still has shows lined up, and only God knows how much he made for the one show. $40 million. Liz from Liz, where are you from? Y'all got to start putting where y'all from on this stuff. Don't know where Liz is from. All right, Liz. She said she loved it. Tammy from, where are you from, Tammy? California, from Compton. Okay, that's what's up. Yo, shout out to Compton. Okay, not too funny. Tokyo, I know who you are. Yo, BK, every day, all day. Vintage Chris, if you never like Chris, you would never like him. And that's true. Because Chris is very controversial, very raw and stuff. But people are saying that there's an interview, and I did see a clip of the video where white comedians were using the N-word, and Chris was, like, giggling and stuff like that. We're going to have to dissect that on a later time as well, too. You know, but I was like, eh. That didn't stop me from liking him, but that also, you know, that showed me a part of him that I would not, you know, flex with. Sarah, where are you from, Sarah? Sarah is from Romania. Yo, boom, this is the first Romanian listener that we have. Like, right now we're in, like, four different countries and various states, but this is the first from Romania, right? I agree. He's edgy. Thank God for our edgy comedians. Alexandra agrees with Tokyo. Says that him and Dave Chappelle are her favorite comedians. And Alexandra's from New Jersey. Shout out to Jersey. Nanette is from Virginia. I loved it. I'm always going to be a fan of both. That's how you do it. Who's it? Mark. Mark is from Idaho. All right. Matter of fact, we just got a new state now, Idaho. Thank you for repping Idaho, Mark. I liked it okay, but I didn't laugh. There was parts where I was like, can't wait for it. And there's parts I was like, oh, my God. Barbara from Brooklyn. I didn't watch it, but I read some of what he said. It sounded cool. Teresa from Tennessee. If he didn't talk about Will and his family, he would not have nothing to talk about. So sad. I have to disagree. Chris Rock does have some material out there. Like I said, Big and Black was my favorite. Juanita from New York loved it. Alicia Brooklyn said corny, laughed one time. Nelly from, y'all gotta put where y'all from. People like, you're representing where y'all from. Y'all gotta let me know where y'all from. You know, when y'all doing this. Like Nelly from wherever said, he said what he said. I enjoyed it. Teresa again, I didn't watch because his voice is irritating to my ears. Where is Teresa from? California. All right. Rosie. Rosie is from, we do not know. All right. Rosie from somewhere. I was never a big Chris Rock fan, but after that slap, I watched it live. It was pretty funny. Stephanie. Oh, man. Your dad, a lot of y'all are hard on Chris for the comedy special. All right. We got about four more minutes, you know, before I jump off. But Stephanie from somewhere. To Despicable, Amy put, it wasn't funny. Alexandra, excellent. Neil, great. Tracy, he looks defeated and sad. He needs to seek help. He has never been funny. We all need to seek help. I'm going to be very real. We're very traumatized people. We all need to seek help. You know, Gerald from Jamaica, Chris needs to get over that. Sue will if you want, but you are no better by carrying that chip on your shoulder and constantly bringing it up to the public. Fran, not so funny, not so clever or intelligent. Nanette, the part about Kardashians was good. The best part of me was when he said Will suffers from selective outrage. Yes, because many of y'all suffer from selective outrage, and I've been saying this for years, Ayanifa said he was a bully. And there's much more. Angela said, F Chris Rock, Will Smith all day. That's a hardcore fan. Bridget said, wasn't funny at all, just watching to hear his response to Will slapping him into orbit. And on that, I'm ending this episode here. I'm about to tune into some music. Thank y'all for tuning into Real Talk with Anthony B, the breakdown of the Chris Rock comedy special. Let me know in the comments, whether not live or on the playback, how y'all feeling about what Chris Rock did on comedy special, about the slap by Will Smith, about everything that's going on right now in the world. Let me know. Shoot me some topics as well, too. RealTalkAnthonyB@gmail.com. We're going to have our official website, also our official email coming up soon. We're going to have swag from shirts, bags, even robes, hats and everything else like that. We're going to have some special guests, special celebrities as well coming on as well. Just got a lot of confirmations. It's going to be big. 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 And on that, everything we do is God's plan. So, Drake, take me away.
They wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and they wishing on me. Yeah. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story, shit was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, hey, no. I finesse down Western Road, hey, next. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait. I make sure that Northside E. And still, bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me.
I'm covered.
Bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me. Yeah. Hey, hey. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, hey, nope. Someone watching this shit close, yup, close. I've been me since Scarlet Road, hey, bro, hey. Might go down as G-O-D, yup, wait. I go hard on Southside G, hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. It's still bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah. Yeah. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me. Yeah.
Bye bye haters. Master, you finish your homework? Army, you clean up the front of your bed? You find them thin clothes yet? Yeah. That were inside of the laundry bag? Let me smell them clothes that you supposedly found. Okay.
Have you the other outfit?
Yeah, I'm wearing my regular suit with my blue jacket.
Okay.
See, I need to find y'all dresses. I'm sure this shit.
I'm gonna put that outfit on that I have for my birthday party because it's clean, because it got washed.
Yeah, but it's short. And this is a muslin thing.
Yeah. Just remember that.
What's your shirt? I got pants here.
Your shirts are dirty. I'm gonna wash one of
them. That's what I just said, like, this stuff is clean.
I'm gonna wash one of the shirts.
Yeah, and let me see y'all floral dresses that I bought one time from Bing. Bring me y'all dresses. The dresses y'all got in the closet. Bring me all y'all dresses. So I'll see which one y'all wearing today. The life of Anthony B.